during this Lenten season thinking about God's mission for the church, and that has been our focus. And last week we talked about evangelism. Today I invite you to hear the text for this morning in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 15. Hear God's word this morning. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word this morning. My first pastorate was in a small rural area in Baghdad, Kentucky. The church was Indian Fork Baptist Church, a wonderful congregation. We had about 50 or 60 people who would be there each Sunday morning for worship. The church was used to having seminary students as their pastors. The church took great pride in training all of us young think we know it all, full of more energy than wisdom, preacher boys. Amy and I enjoyed our time there in this church and living in the community. And though it was a nice, wonderful, good time, there were also some sad and difficult experiences. During our 2.5 years in this rather small congregation, 3 couples divorced. One couple had been married 13 years. Another 21 years, and the third 38 years. While each situation was unique, some of the reasons given were strangely similar. I just don't care for her the way I used to. I just don't love him anymore. Our relationship just stopped growing. Unfortunately, that happens. Marriages that even start strong sometimes stop growing. They stop developing. No one plans it. No one intends for it to happen. No one wants for the relationship to stop growing, but sometimes it just happens. And sometimes a very similar thing happens in our relationship with God. How many of us this morning have known friends or family members who have been very close to God, very committed to their faith, but then something happens, something changes? A friend of mine had gone through a rather rebellious period during high school and early adulthood. As children, we had grown up going to church together and were always there together and we were good friends. But by the time we got to high school, he no longer came to church anymore. I hadn't heard from him in many years, but one day out of the blue, he called me. He said he had had a renewed relationship with God. He was a different person. In fact, he told me that he was now spending several hours a week witnessing to strangers, sharing about his faith. He was excited about his relationship with God, and I couldn't help but be excited listening to him talk about the change that had happened in his life. Several months passed and before I heard from him again, and I happened to see him one day. I ran into him and asked him how things were going, and he said he had moved back home and life was miserable. I asked him, I said, well, has your faith helped you during this difficult time? And he said, no, it didn't last. He said, I don't think I even believe that stuff anymore. It happens. Sometimes people just stop growing in their faith. In our passage for today, Paul is writing about this very kind of situation. It is a concern for him. He doesn't want that to happen to Christians. So essentially, Paul is saying there are things that we can do so that we can, quote, here's his words, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, because when we become more mature, he says, we will no longer be infants tossed and blown around. Instead, speaking the truth in love, he says, we will grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. Paul is writing about a growing, developing faith. What he's writing about is discipleship. It has been the theme of our service this morning, talking about teachers, those who teach us, as we heard in the prayer Dr. Hamilton read for us earlier, to know you, God, to grow closer to you, he prayed. Even in the scripture reading earlier, moving beyond the elementary teachings of Christ to be taken toward maturity, all of these things help us to focus on discipleship. And as we talk about the mission of the church, last week we focused on evangelism. This morning we talk about and think about discipleship. To be the church God wants us to be, we are called to be committed to discipleship. So what exactly do we mean by discipleship? Well, the word discipleship comes from the same origin as the word discipline. And that means that to be a disciple of Christ, we are those who are disciplined in following Christ, in living for him. That word discipline literally means to train or to develop through use. When we hear that word, we often think of punishment, but actually the more exact meaning of discipleship is to develop. It is to grow, it is to learn, it is to become more mature. Parenting helps us to learn about discipleship. I didn't know Jenna and Joshua were going to be here this morning, but now I get to embarrass them publicly this morning. Parenting teaches us about discipleship. I remember when Jenna and Joshua were younger, in the house we lived in, they liked to climb up on the couch and grab the pictures that were above the couch and just play with them. And we would say, no, that's not for Jenna. No, that's not for Joshua. Okay, it wasn't quite that nice, but you get the idea, right? Well, to stop this behavior, Amy and I decided, well, to teach them, to discipline them, we would put them in timeout. Makes sense. We thought they won't like timeout, so whenever they climb up, grab a picture, we'll take them off, put them in the timeout chair. This will stop their behavior. Well, our kids taught us. They actually thought, hey, this is a fun game that mom and dad have come up with. So what they started doing is climbing up on the couch, grabbing a picture, looking at us, climbing back down and going and put themselves in timeout. This is a fun game, and look how red it makes Daddy's face when we do it. I'm not sure who actually taught whom in that scenario, but it's teaching. Parenting is about teaching. It is about discipline. And discipleship, it is that process of learning. In fact, we could define discipleship this morning as a life devoted and dedicated to learning, to growing. In matters of faith, discipleship means learning and growing in our relationship with God. So if this is an essential function of the church, what can we as a church do to disciple our members and those who come? Well, we already do so many things. Sunday school is such a great way for us to promote and be involved with discipleship. Small groups gathering together to study the scriptures, to develop relationships with one another, providing an atmosphere where people can ask questions, discuss, grow, and learn. If you're not part of a Sunday school class, take this as your invitation this morning. It is one of the best ways we as a church promote and are involved with discipleship. Wednesday night is another opportunity. It's a great time of sharing together mission activities and classes and Bible studies and women's groups. These are times and opportunities for us to learn and to grow together as Christians. Even worship. Worship is to celebrate God, but we also grow in our faith. When we come, we learn from the scriptures, we listen to God's Holy Spirit, we grow in our faith. Worship is also about discipleship. But this morning, I would suggest to you that there is even more we can do. Discipleship is not just about programs. It is about our relationships with each other. That is very important. Let me say that again. Discipleship is not just about church programs. It is also about our relationships with each other. Discipleship is about us encouraging and supporting one another to grow in our faith. It's accountability. Back when I was in seminary, I wanted to start running. But I tried, but I just couldn't get into it. I couldn't keep it up. I couldn't be committed to it. But my neighbor, who lived right next door to us in our townhouse, he said to me one day, he said, "I want to start running." He said, "Would you run with me?" So we started running together. We held each other accountable. We were committed to running together. That accountability changed my behavior. What if we did that with our faith? What if we as the church became intentional about supporting and encouraging one another, holding each other accountable for our spiritual lives? I believe that's one of the responsibilities that God has given us as a church. True discipleship in our church is about encouraging each other. It's about supporting each other. It's about holding each other accountable to be the best follower of Jesus Christ that we can be. Discipleship is about helping each other to keep on keeping on, even and especially when life becomes very difficult. Clarence Jordan was a man of unusual abilities. He had two PhDs, one in agriculture, one in biblical languages. Clarence Jordan was so gifted, he could have done almost anything in his life, but what he chose to do was to serve the poor. In the 1940s, Clarence Jordan founded a farm in Americus, Georgia, a farm that was called Koinonia Farm. It was a community where economically challenged families, both white and black, could farm the land and live together. It was a wonderful idea. Unfortunately, Koinonia Farms faced some strong resistance. The resistors tried everything they could to stop Clarence and his farm. They boycotted him. They slashed the tires on his vehicles when he or his workers went into town. They relentlessly opposed and harassed him and everyone who lived with him. And finally, in 1954, the Ku Klux Klan decided once and for all to get rid of Clarence Jordan and Koinonia Farms. The KKK came in the middle of the night with guns and torches. They set fire to every building on the land except for Clarence's home, which they practically destroyed with bullets. They chased off every family that lived there except for one African-American family that refused to leave. During the chaos of that night, Clarence happened to recognize the voice of one of the Klansmen. It was that of a local newspaper reporter. And as fate would have it, the very next day, this same reporter, not knowing he had been recognized or identified, came to write a story about the event. The rubble still smoldered, the land was still scorched. The reporter found Clarence Jordan out in the field, hoeing in the garden. The reporter said, "I just heard the awful news about the tragedy of what happened last night. So I came out to do a story about the closing of your farm." Clarence Durden never raised his head. He just kept on hoeing. But the reporter kept prodding. He kept poking at him, trying to get this gentle, quietly determined man to talk. But Clarence just kept working. Finally, with a haughty voice, the reporter said, "Well, Dr. Durden, you got two of them PhDs. You've put in at least 12 years of your life in working on this farm, and now there's almost nothing left. Just how successful do you think you've really been?" At this point, Clarence Durden lifted his head. He stopped working. He quietly turned to the reporter and quietly but firmly said, "Sir, I don't think you understand us Christians. What we're about is not success. What we are about is being faithful." "What we are about is not success," he said. "What we are about is being faithful, dedicated, committed to the mission God has given us." That, my friends, is the essence of discipleship. Discipleship is about us being faithful, committed, accountable to one another, to the mission God has given us. Discipleship is about allowing God to mold us and make us into the people of faith God wants us to be. It is about supporting and encouraging each other, even holding each other accountable to be disciples, faithful to our mission. So this morning, Lord, here we are. We are ready and willing to be your disciples. Grant not that we strive to be successful, but simply that you find us faithful. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, what a blessing it is to receive your grace. What a blessing it is to grow in faith with you. Help us to continue, not to be tossed to and fro by the ways of this world, but to hold each other accountable to the grace that you have given to us. Lead us and guide us individually and collectively to continue to grow, to be your people. Make it our prayer that we continue daily to follow Jesus. For it is in his name that we pray. Amen.